Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Morgan Rector, host of the Human Monsters True Crime Podcast. Do you find life boring within the comfort zone? This is the right show for you. It will test your endurance. The offenders profiled are among the most inhumane. These people specialize in the unthinkable. Human Monsters, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Scary mysteries, twisted news. Missing teen discovered in basement, and cellmate revenge. Terrifying cases of true crimes and strange events. Every week, Twisted News dives into two mysterious and scary cases currently happening in our world. This week, we'll tackle the terrifying case of a missing teen who was discovered dead in a basement, as well as an inmate's shocking tale of revenge. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted News. Number 1. Missing Teen Discovered in Basement. Over the past several decades, there have been an ever-growing interest in crimes committed against people with disabilities. The stories surrounding these people are terrible to hear and include physical, mental, and sexual abuse, sometimes even by the victims' own families. To make things worse, some of the most vicious crimes also involve murder. In the little town of Norman, a city 20 miles south of downtown Oklahoma City, lived a young girl named Margarita Sandoval, who was also called Maggie. Maggie was born with a mental disability and had to live dependently with her family and relatives. Despite her condition, though, many people remembered her fondly as a sweet and kind girl. Many of her family and distant relatives loved to have her in their homes. While some did it for the warmth and joy that she brought, apparently others had more malicious reasons, such as benefiting from the girl's monthly social welfare. As revealed by her sister, the teenage girl was getting passed around by relatives who wanted to claim the responsibility of taking care of her. But, in reality, they just wanted to be the recipients of the welfare program. The sister said, "No one saw her but as a big dollar sign, and no one knows what kind of hell she suffered at the hands of her opportunistic relatives. But we can imagine the abuse and maltreatment she had to go through, knowing that they only wanted her for her benefits." In fact, in February of 2018, something horrendous happened. Maggie, who was then 19 years old, called the Norman police to report that her caretakers, her own brother and sister-in-law, were abusive towards her. Officers were so disturbed by the incident that they immediately pulled the teenager from that home and transferred her to a temporary safe place. It wasn't revealed if her brother and his wife were charged with anything, but Maggie's case was promptly forwarded to Adult Protective Services for a review. In that same year, Maggie then disappeared. Norman police investigators immediately conducted a search operation on the missing girl. However, the lack of leads and information forced them to set the case aside, and for 3 years now, no one has known the whereabouts of Sandoval. Then, recently came the shocking development in August of 2021, when Oklahoma police said they received an anonymous tip from someone telling them to check the basement of a home on West Lindsay Street near the University of Oklahoma campus. Responding officers were then presented with a box that had been wrapped in 20 to 30 inches of thick plastic covering. It was probably one of the most gruesome things that they could get their hands on. And as described in the report, liquid was dripping from that mysterious box. As they checked the leakage, bugs of a strange kind came crawling out of the holes. On top of that, they could smell a foul odor of decomposition, so it didn't take long for them to deduce that this was probably a dead body. Upon inspection, they found it was indeed a corpse. Officers said that they were appalled to see the remains, adding that what the killer did to the body was very disrespectful. Much to the shock of everyone, the body was later identified as Sandoval's. The Oklahoma medical examiner was then requested to review the death, and they've yet to determine the actual cause. Meanwhile, the owner of the property where the box was found told authorities that he was unaware of the corpse being hidden in his basement. The person, whose identity is under wraps, further explained that he took up residence in the home in 2019, a year after Maggie went missing. In the same report, Oklahoma investigators said the homeowner was nonetheless cooperative, even revealing what is now seen as crucial information. He said that he allowed a friend to store some things in the basement, and it turns out that this friend was actually a relative of Sandoval's. Police found out that the person's address was the same address indicated in Maggie's Social Security payment. That relative's home had been searched months earlier, police said. However, the owner was taken in on unrelated charges and is yet to be found how the person is linked to this horrible crime. It's quite disheartening to know that good and kind people like Maggie die early. These people never hurt anyone and are known to make the world a brighter and better place. But, although they're gone before their time, we can be comforted with the possibility that perhaps God just wants to spare them from the evils of this world. Number 2. Cellmate Revenge. We often read that sometimes people will provoke you until you're forced to bring out your ugly side and fight back. At that point, you become the mean one. And the next story tells us this heartbreaking account of an inmate who just wanted to bide his time but was compelled to do the unthinkable. Shane Goldsby was only 25 years old when he got locked up in a correctional center in Washington in June of 2020. He was in prison for a number of convictions, including stabbing, stealing a police car, and even injuring a police officer in the state of Washington. It appears that the man was more than willing to undergo the rehabilitation process, and in a later interview, he said that he found God while in jail. However, trials sometimes come to test a person's faith. When he arrived at the correctional center, the young man was surprised to find out that he would be sharing the cell with an infamous convicted rapist named Robert Munger. The 70-year-old was then serving his prison sentence of 43 years on child rape, child molestation, and possession of child pornography. Out of all the people Goldsby had to spend the years with, it had to be Munger. And he was so distraught that he even requested the correctional authorities to transfer him to a different cell. He was unfortunately ignored, and so his suffering began. Goldsby had all the reason to abhor and be disgusted with this man, because apparently one of Munger's victims was actually his little sister, who was still a minor. To make matters worse, Munger would often talk about his dark exploits to his cellmate. He would even go on to describe each of his crimes as graphically as possible, and these included the details of what he did to Goldsby's little sister. It was as if Munger really wanted the young convict to know every horrid thing that happened, and he would talk to the poor man even when they were outside of their cell. Anyone in Goldsby's position would certainly explode out of rage, and the young man tried to keep his peace. He even swore to himself not to take revenge, but try as he might, Goldsby was just a man. As Munger kept on pestering him, the victim's brother finally had had enough. While they were all outside in the communal area of the correction center, Goldsby finally attacked Munger. The entire scuffle was captured on the prison CCTV cameras, and it was brutal to say the least. The younger prisoner hit the old man in the face about 14 times when the victim fell to the ground. His rage still not quelled, Goldsby went on to stomp his head at least 4 times and then kick him before finally walking away. Prison guards promptly broke the fight up and took the attacker into custody. Munger, meanwhile, was brought for treatment but died 3 days later from his injuries. Goldsby was brought to trial consequently, and everyone was surprised to find him quite remorseful for what he did. I cannot imagine what it would be like to lose a loved one in this kind of way. To his wife and his whole family, I apologize. I am so sorry, and I hope you are able to heal from what I caused, his statement said. But the damage had been done. The Washington Correctional Authority sentenced him an additional 25 years in prison for the killing of Munger. Goldsby is now being held at the Washington State Penitentiary. In one of his recent interviews, he said that he still felt the regret for taking a person's life, even if he didn't mean it in the first place. He went on to apologize to his little sister for what he did. Revenge really is a two-edged sword. Sure, you may inflict pain or harm on someone for an injury or wrong that you suffered at their hands, but know that the pain will also reflect back on yourself. So there were two of the most disheartening and shocking stories around. The world can be a crazy place, and Twisted News is sure to show you why. Please remember to subscribe to this channel and hit the notification bell if you enjoyed this video. We have 3 new videos coming out every single week. Check out our podcasts as well. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you soon.